This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إله الأولين والآخرين، وأشهد أن نبينا محمدا عبده ورسوله المصطفى الأمين. اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، Welcome to another episode of our Tafsir page by page. إن شاء الله تعالى today we are on page 120, which is in the sixth juz, Surah Al-Ma'idah. In the previous episode, we mentioned those verses in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was addressing and speaking to the people of the scripture, the Jews and the Christians, to whom Allah azza wa jal sent prophets and messengers, and to whom He revealed divine scripture and divinely revealed text, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jal revealed this to them so that they would follow the path of Tawheed and follow the path of the messengers and the prophets. And Allah Azza wa Jal told us in those verses, addressing the people of the scripture, that if they were people who upheld what they found within the scriptures, namely the Torah and the Gospel, the Injil, and they did it in the way that Allah Azza wa Jal commanded them to do, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would honor them, and Allah Azza wa Jal would expiate their sins, and Allah Azza wa Jal would grant them the greatest reward of Jannah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would honor them in this life and in the next, but with the condition, the caveat being, that they uphold the teachings of those scriptures and what they found therein. And from that which they found therein is the prophecy that they were given of the coming of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that he would have a revelation, which is the Qur'an, the book of Allah azza wa jal. As Allah azza wa jal will mention to us explicitly in a later surah in the Qur'an, when we get to Surah As-Saff, inshallah ta'ala, in the 28th juz of the Qur'an, Allah azza wa jal will tell us the glad tidings that the Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam gave to his people. And from those glad tidings was that a messenger would come by the name of Ahmad. Ahmad being one of the names of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the people of the scripture that if they uphold that and they follow what they find within their revelations, and that means by extension then following the Quran and following the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and accepting Islam, that Allah would honor them and that Allah would give them the greatest of reward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then tells the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that his job, his duty, his role is only to convey the message. His job isn't to force people to accept Iman, not his job to force people to accept the religion. He can't embed Iman into the hearts of people. He is just a warner, a giver of glad tidings, a preacher, someone who conveys the message of his Lord. And Allah azza wa jal will protect him from the harms of the people. And then Allah azza wa jal tells us that from amongst those people that are there, those that even though they know what is the truth and they know what is in their scriptures, they will turn away. And all that they will do is increase in their insolence and increase in their disbelief. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then mentions to us also the way that the Bani Israel broke the covenant and the pledge that they took with Allah azza wa jal, killing some of their prophets instead or rejecting them outright. Today we continue with the same theme. Allah azza wa jal is still addressing the people of the scripture, but now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will speak to the people of Christianity directly. Those people who believed in the Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And Allah azza wa jal will address some of their beliefs and some of the things that they did after the death of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah azza wa jal says in the verse that we're going to begin with today, which is verse number 72, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم لقد كفر الذين قالوا إن الله هو المسيح ابن مريم وقال المسيح يا بني إسرائيل اعبدوا الله ربي وربكم إنه من يشرك بالله فقد حرم الله عليه الجنة ومأواه النار وما للظالمين من أنصار.
Those who say God is the Messiah, son of Mary, have disbelieved in Allah Azza wa Jal. The Messiah himself said, O children of Israel, worship Allah, my Lord and your Lord. If anyone associates others with Allah, then Allah will forbid for him the Jannah, the garden, and hellfire will be his home. No one will help such evildoers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse, as we can see, is speaking about the people of Christianity, the people who believed that the Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was the son of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Azza wa Jalla says that it is an act of kufr, an act of disbelief, that they took one of the greatest prophets of Allah, they elevated him beyond his station that Allah Azza wa Jalla gave to him, and they placed him upon a pedestal that he doesn't deserve. And that is despite his nobility, his prophethood, his iman, his closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in terms of his virtue and his station, his miracles that Allah Azza wa Jalla gave to him, such as the virgin birth that Allah Azza wa Jalla gave to him. All of these are accolades for him, and we as Muslims accept all of them. But they don't take him above the level of being a human being. Doesn't take him above the level of being a servant of Allah Azza wa Jalla and one of his slaves. And so the mistake that they made was that they saw these things that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam had. They saw that Allah Azza wa Jal gave him certain miracles, or they saw that Allah Azza wa Jal gave to him certain favors and certain blessings. And they immediately assumed that that was a sign of divinity. And so they took him and they elevated him to the position of being a god besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is often the mistake that people make. Often the mistake that people make in terms of their belief when it comes to Allah Azza wa Jal is that they take signs of righteousness or piety or maybe some of the karamat and some of the miracles that Allah Azza wa Jal gives to certain people at certain times. They see that as a sign of divinity. And so instead of seeing that as a sign that leads them back to Allah Azza wa Jal and his worship alone, they see it that this person deserves some type of divinity or some type of... And we see the same thing even amongst the Muslims today. How many Muslims are making dua to other than Allah, going to the graves of a saint or a pious person? And that person may well have been a pious person, may well have been from the awliya of Allah Azza wa Jalla, may well have been from the righteous people to have lived. But that doesn't mean that they can answer your du'as, doesn't mean that they can give you and bless you with a child, doesn't mean that they can open up the provisions of the heavens and the earth for you, the rizq of Allah Azza wa Jalla, doesn't mean that they have that power to ward off harm and disease and illness from you and your family. And so we see a person's piety, and we automatically think that that takes them above the level that Allah Azza wa Jal gave to them. That is in essence a form of shirk. And that is what Allah Azza wa Jal says here, لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا. They have disbelieved those people who say indeed Allah is the Messiah, son of Maryam. They took Isa alayhi salatu wasalam and they said that he is the son of Allah Azza wa Jal. And so that claim of theirs, that belief of theirs, led them out of the fold of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, but Isa alayhi salatu wasalam himself said very clearly to his people, وَقَالَ الْمَسِيحُ يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلُ اُعْبُدُ اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَرَبَّكُمْ. But the Messiah, meaning Isa alayhi salatu wasalam himself, said, O Bani Israel, O people of Israel, worship Allah alone, my Lord and your Lord. And Allah Azza wa Jalla will mention this in more detail towards the end of this surah, Surah Al-Ma'idah, in the incident that after which the surah is named, and that is the table spread or the feast from heaven. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will be asked by Allah Azza wa Jalla very clearly on Yawm Al-Qiyamah, did you command these people to worship you besides me? Allah will ask him, did you command that they should worship you instead of me? And he will absolve himself from this, alayhi salatu wasalam, as well as absolving his mother from making ever such a claim. What did he command therefore? He commanded the same thing that every prophet before him commanded people with, and the same thing that the prophet who came after him, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, commanded people with. And that is that people should worship Allah alone, my Lord and your Lord. And yes, we believe as Muslims that Allah Azza wa Jalla has given virtues to certain people. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had many virtues, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the prophets of Allah, Isa and Musa and Nuh and Ibrahim and others, Allah Azza wa Jalla gave virtues to. Doesn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us in the Quran about the vast kingdom of the Prophet Sulaiman alaihi salatu wasalam, and how he had a kingdom that wasn't rivaled by anyone? That's a virtue that Allah Azza wa Jalla gave to him. But that doesn't mean that person now is above the, or that prophet is above the station of prophethood and into the station of divinity. Zakariya alayhi salam had a child in old age. That's a miracle in and of itself, to be so old, him and his wife, and Allah Azza wa Jalla blesses them with a child. A very rare occurrence. But Allah Azza wa Jalla doesn't mean that that person now has the level of being a divine, that person, that prophet of Allah, is now from the gods besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so we believe in the miracles of the prophets, we believe in their elevated status as humans, we believe that they are the best of creation that Allah Azza wa Jalla sent to the earth. But that doesn't mean that now they are the rivals of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his divinity, in his power, in his kingdom, in his dominion subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why Isa alayhi salatu wasalam then says to his people, إِنَّهُ مَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةِ وَمَأْوَاهُ النَّارِ. And whosoever commits shirk with Allah, associates anyone with worship with Allah, even if it is a prophet of Allah. Even if you were to take the best of Allah's creation, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you were to take him and say that he is a rival to Allah azza wa jalla in his kingdom, whoever makes any form of shirk, that person, فَقَدْ حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةِ, for that person, Jannah is haram. And Allah Azza wa Jal uses the word haram, that it is prohibited. This is from the law that Allah Azza wa Jal has placed upon himself. The law that Allah Azza wa Jal has dictated that cannot be broken. For such people, it is haram that they will ever enter into Jannah. وَمَأْوَاهُ النَّارِ, but instead their abode and their destination will be the fire. وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ أَنصَارِ, and those who do wrong will never have anyone to help them and come to their aid and to their assistance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then verse 73 continues addressing the people who said this concerning Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. Allah azza wa jal says, لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ ثَالِثُ ثَلَاثَةَ وَمَا مِنْ إِلَهٍ إِلَّا إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ وَإِنْ لَمْ يَنْتَهُوا عَمَّا يَقُولُونَ لَيَمَسَّنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Those people who say that God is the third of three are defying the truth. There is only one God. If they persist in what they are saying, a painful punishment will afflict those of them who persist. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this claim of theirs, the claim amongst the Christians that there is a Trinity, the God, the Son, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, they claim that Allah Azza wa Jal is one of three. Allah Azza wa Jal says that this is also an act of disbelief. This is also an act of disbelief. لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ ثَالِثُ ثَلَاثَ. They have disbelieved those that say that Allah or God is the third of three. And so Allah Azza wa Jal is aware of the beliefs of the people of the scripture that they went into, that they fell into after the time of Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. Isa alayhi salam didn't call to this. This wasn't the message that he came and conveyed to his people. As Allah Azza wa Jalla told us in the previous verse, his message was, worship Allah alone, my Lord and your Lord. But when he died, or rather when he was lifted and the people thought that he was crucified, people came and they started to manipulate his religion. And they started to distort his religion and change his religion. And that is one of the differences between the religions of the previous prophets and the religion of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the reason why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent to all of humankind, and why his religion is the last religion that will continue until Yawm al-Qiyamah, the Day of Judgment. Those previous prophets, people would come and they would manipulate their teachings. They would distort their scriptures. They would take some of their teachings and they would twist them in the way that their whims and their desires wanted. But when it came to this religion, Allah Azza wa Jal decreed that it would be preserved. It is preserved by the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, the Quran, in the hearts of people, in the way that it is read and studied across the globe. It is preserved in the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the way that they have been recorded, and the way that they are studied and read, and the way that people are familiar with them. And it is something which Allah Azza wa Jal has preserved by the true scholars of this religion, the people who dedicate their lives to the service of this religion, through its study and through its teaching and through advising and admonishing people, through teaching them tafsir of the Quran and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his seerah, and teaching them the rulings of fiqh and all of those different aspects that they need. And so they preserve the essence of this religion in its purity. They teach people about their aqidah, their tawheed in Allah Azza wa Jal, what it means to be a Muslim, what the belief of the Muslim is, what they should and shouldn't believe, what is dangerous in terms of it may lead towards shirk or innovation or a type of kufr, all of that they make clear. And then they make clear the way that they should worship Allah Azza wa Jal in accordance to the teachings and the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal, the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All of this is made clear. So Allah Azza wa Jal has preserved this religion through these layers. And yes, at times and in certain places, they may become weaker. You may not see necessarily its effect. People become more distanced from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah Azza wa Jalla in every single place and time, you will still find those people are there. And yes, they may be weak at times and stronger and more prevalent at other times, but they are always there. And those who are sincere and looking for the guidance of Allah Azza wa Jalla amongst the Muslims, they will find those people that will teach them what Allah wants them to know, or the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, teach them the commands of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so this is one of the beauties of the religion of Islam. And that is what Allah Azza wa Jalla says, إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرُ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. Verily we have revealed to you this reminder, meaning the Quran, and we will preserve it. So the religion is preserved until Yawm al-Qiyamah, as the Prophet told us, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There will always be a group that are upon the truth, that know the true religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah azza wa jal has decreed and promised that this religion will continue until Yawm al-Qiyamah, meaning its essence will be preserved until the day of judgment, in terms of its pristine teachings, and in terms of its aqeedah, in terms of its belief, in terms of its worship, and so on and so forth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, after saying that this is their belief and that it is an act of disbelief, their belief that Allah is one of three, that Allah azza wa jal says, وَمَا مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ إِلَّا إِلَٰهُ وَاحِدٍ. But rather, there is only one God. There is no God except the one true God. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell us elsewhere in the Quran, inshallah, when we come to surahs like Surah Al-Anbiya, that if there were to be multiple gods, there would be chaos upon the earth. Can you imagine two rival gods? Anyone that studied the mythology of the Greeks and others who believed that there were multiple gods, and there were hierarchies of gods, and one god was responsible for this and one for that, and then there's a father god and so on. If you read through their mythology, which I don't advise, but if you look at it, and it's still, you know, it's something which is known through popular media. It's been dramatized, it's been made into movies and so on. All you will see is that they fight and they have wars. This god is fighting that one, and that one wants to fight that one, and this one wants to overcome that one, and that one wants to take the kingdom of this one. All it would be is chaos. And the people, the humans, who are not the gods, they're just the average people, they're just getting killed. Poor people, they don't have a say, they can't do anything, don't have any power, they're just getting wiped out, decimated, and punished. And that's because these gods are having their rivals, they couldn't care less. And Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Quran that if there were to be multiple gods, there would be corruption upon the earth. You and your family members sometimes can't agree on a certain thing because there's rivalry, and there's sibling rivalry, and there's rivalry in the members of the family. People in their businesses with their partners often can't agree, and there's going to be problems between one and the other. Why? Because that's just nature of people. So imagine that if that person had power like the power of gods, had the ability like the ability of the gods, that's something which would cause corruption. And that is one of the greatest signs that shows that there is only one God, and that He alone subhanahu wa ta'ala is worthy of worship. وَإِن لَمْ يَنْتَهُوا عَمَّا يَقُولُونَ لَيَمَسَّنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. And that is what Allah Azza wa Jalla then says, if they persist in what they are saying, a painful punishment will afflict those of them who persist. And so this is something which will lead them to disbelief, and if they continue upon that path and die upon it, then as we know, Allah Azza wa Jalla will give to them the punishment of the fire, as He mentioned in the previous verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says to them in verse 74, أَفَلَا يَتُوبُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَهُ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ. Why do they not turn to Allah and ask His forgiveness when Allah is most forgiving and most merciful? Allah Azza wa Jal says that why don't they instead turn back to Allah Azza wa Jal, repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seek the forgiveness of Allah Azza wa Jal. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always ready and willing to accept the tawbah of His servants and slaves. Anyone who turns back to Allah Azza wa Jal, for a non-Muslim, that means that they turn back to Allah by accepting Islam. It means that they repent to Allah from the shirk that they were upon and the disbelief, and they accept Islam and they worship Allah Azza wa Jal alone. And for the believers, for the Muslims, it means that if they're committing sins with the major or minor, they turn to Allah and seek His forgiveness and make tawbah to Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah loves to forgive, and Allah is ready to forgive subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah loves to shower His mercy and blessings upon His awliya. And Allah Azza wa Jalla does so subhanahu wa ta'ala on a continuous basis. أَفَلَا يَتُوبُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Why will they not turn back to Allah and seek His forgiveness, ask Allah to repent upon them? And Allah Azza wa Jalla is غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ, most forgiving, most merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then speaks about the reality of the two individuals that these people went to astray in, or went to extremes with regards to, and that is Isa alayhi salam and his mother Maryam alayhi salam. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in verse 75, مَا الْمَسِيحُ بْنُ مَرْيَمَ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلُ وَأُمُّهُ صِدِّيقَةٌ كَانَا يَأْكُلَانِ الطَّعَامِ انظُرْ كَيْفَ نُبَيِّنُ لَهُمُ الْآيَاتِ ثُمَّ انظُرْ أَنَّا يُؤْفَكُونَ. The Messiah, son of Mary, was only a messenger. Other messengers had come and gone before him. His mother was a virtuous woman. Both ate food. See how clear we make these signs for them, and see how deluded they are. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the reality of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and he is the Messiah al-Masih, the Messiah son of Mary, was only a messenger. He was a messenger from the messengers of Allah azza wa jalla. That is his true station. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him as a messenger. And he has no doubt one of the greatest stations in terms of all of the people on the face of the earth. Allah Azza wa Jalla elevated him to a status of completion in terms of the human nature. But he didn't place him above human nature, didn't give to him the attributes of the divine. مَا الْمَسِيحُ بْنُ مَرْيَمَ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ. He is from the prophets and the messengers of Allah. قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلُ. And many prophets and messengers died before him. And that's because they went to extremes concerning the death of Isa alayhi salam, or his supposed crucifixion. And then, as we know, they believed that he came back to life, was resurrected, and so on and so on. They went to extremes in this, and they thought that that was the sign of the divine. The fact that he is someone who didn't die, or that he was resurrected according to them, shows that he was the son of God, and that he died for the sins of people. But we in our religion believe that he wasn't crucified. Allah Azza wa Jalla raised him up to the heavens, where he is with his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he will return at the end of time in order to establish the Tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jalla again, as we know from the stories and the narrations concerning the Dajjal. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that many prophets died before him. It is not something unique to Isa alayhi salam that he alone was the one to die, or that he will be alone the one to die. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam died. And Allah Azza wa Jalla tells us in the Quran, وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلُ. The verse that we already mentioned in Surah Ali Imran, Muhammad is but a messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and many messengers before him died. It is the sunnah of Allah, the law of Allah upon this earth, that every living creature should die. Everyone. Prophet, messenger, righteous person, ignoble person, evil person, good person, everyone dies. That is the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why Isa alayhi salam must return to the earth, so that the law will eventually be fulfilled upon him as well, and he will die. وَأُمُّهُ صِدِّيقَ. And as for his mother, Maryam alayhi salam, because some of the denominations of the Christians went to extremes regarding her also, almost gave to her a level of divinity, made her from the divine also, worshipped her as a god also in many ways. Allah Azza wa Jalla says that her true status is that she is from the Siddiqa. The Siddiqa are those people like Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, who affirmed everything that came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any hesitation. People of virtue, people of righteousness, people of goodness, people who always supported the prophets and messengers of Allah, and they believed. They are the highest level of people after the prophets of Allah. Which shows that Maryam alayhi salam was not a prophet of Allah azza wa jalla. The women were not sent as prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Women were not sent as messengers of Allah or prophets, but rather they were given elevated status according to their righteousness and their piety. Like Maryam alayhi salam, she is from the awliya of Allah, from the people beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah azza wa jalla honored her and favored her in the way that he gave to her son Isa alayhi salatu wa salam. She is a siddiqa. So we have the anbiya. Her son, Isa alayhi salam, is from the prophets and messengers. They are the highest level amongst humans. And then below them comes a level, and they are the siddiqeen. As Allah Azza wa Jal mentions elsewhere in the Quran, فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ. Allah speaks about the levels of people in terms of their righteousness and piety. Your prophet, Isa alayhi salam, is from amongst them. And you have the siddiqeen, those people who confirmed and affirmed the truth and believed in it without any hesitation. From amongst those people is Maryam alayhi salam, just as like Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is from that category of people. So both of them, Isa and his mother, are not above that station. And that Allah Azza wa Jalla says, and one of the clearest signs that they were human is, كَانَ يَأْكُلَانِ الطَّعَامِ. They used to consume food like every other human. They ate food. Allah Azza wa Jalla, does he need food? Because needing food or requiring food or eating food is a sign of inherent weakness. Me and you need to eat food because without it we can't survive. Me and you need to eat food because without it we don't have the energy to function on a daily basis. Me and you need food for the nourishment that it provides to our bodies and our brains and so on. Does a God require that? Are we saying that Allah Azza wa Jal is that weak that he requires food in the way that we require food? May Allah Azza wa Jal be free from such assertions. And so Allah Azza wa Jal says that from the signs that they were human is that both Isa and his mother Maryam alayhim salam were people who ate food and they required food. انظر كيف نبين لهم الآيات. See how clear we make the signs for them. ثم انظر أنا يؤفكون. And then see how deluded they are. Allah Azza wa Jalla says that they had everything that was an expert. Because Allah Azza wa Jalla says to us in the Quran, when the people used to say to the messengers and prophets, why doesn't Allah send down angels? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you sent down angels, it wouldn't make any sense, because the angels don't need what you need. They don't work the way that you work. They don't function the way that you function. And so therefore, how would you be able to take them as a guide? How would you be able to take them as a role model? How can you look at them and see what Allah Azza wa Jal wants from you or not? So Allah Azza wa Jal always sent to humans, humans. And from those humans were Maryam and Isa alayhim as-salatu was-salam. See how clearly we have made the signs. ثُمَّنْظُرْ أَنَّا يُفَكُونَ But then see how deluded they are. How shaitan comes and distorts and manipulates and misguides people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says in verse 76, قُلْ أَتَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَمْلِكُ لَكُمْ ضَرًّا وَلَا نَفْعًا وَاللَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, say, how can you worship something other than Allah that has no power to do you harm or good? Allah alone is the all-hearing and the all-knowing. And this is the final verse that inshallah today we will take in today's episode. And Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying, therefore, how can you worship something other than Allah? Has no power. Can't harm, can't do any good. If what you are worshipping is also weak, requires food, requires sustenance, requires protection, requires help, then how can they help you when they need this themselves? And that is what Allah Azza wa Jalla used to say to those people who used to worship idols. They can't move, they can't speak, they can't defend themselves. If a fly was to come and take from the offering that was given to them, they would have no power even to shoo away the fly. Me and you, at least we can swat the fly away, move it away, use our hands or something else to ward off the fly. That idol can't even do that. And you're expecting it to do more, to give you children, to give you wealth, to protect you from harm and disease. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, how can you worship something other than Allah from that which doesn't have any power to do you harm or to do you good? Indeed, Allah Azza wa Jal is all-hearing and all-knowing. And inshallah ta'ala, in the next episode, we will continue with the same theme. Allah Azza wa Jal will continue to speak about these beliefs of the people of the scriptures. But until that time, inshallah ta'ala, we conclude today's episode. Barakallahu feekum. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم